speaking of getting in the spirit, it's pretty hard not to around this guy. His name is Tim Abudara, and he is the president of the Santa Rosa Firefighters. Tim, welcome back.
Good morning.
Yes, ho, ho, ho to you.
Very much.
You know, I was at a Christmas party a couple of weeks ago, and there were representatives from the Santa Rosa Firefighters and CAL FIRE and other agencies, too. And they were all in uniform representing, as you guys have been doing in force. So I had to go up to them and say, won't you be glad to be at a Christmas party where you don't have to wear your uniform? And they all said, yes.
Absolutely.
Gratefully, yes. Yeah. So how do the firefighters, especially this year, what's your holiday party like?
So our holiday party is actually going to be after the holiday.
Smart.
Yeah, so
very
we're going
smart.
To do it in January. And it's just about family. And we've been together working so much, both our members and our families. And so our holiday party this year is about just come and have a good time, be amongst their fire service family,
yeah.
And start to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief and look at what 2018 is going to mean for us optimistically. You know, what's rebuilding going to look like, and
yeah.
What's, you know, what's spring going to look like. But most importantly, just getting together and having a good time and being amongst close friends and family.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a great opportunity, because obviously you've spent a lot of time together, you know, as a force, literally.
Right.
But the ability to just hang back and take a breather, as you say, has got to be... Everybody's got to be looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good. And this is going to be the only year where I don't ask for an invitation to that party. Next year, all bets are off, Tim.
Right.
So, Tim, we've been working with Tim, of course, since the fires began here in the North Bay. And of late, Tim has been focused on one singular effort, and that is to make sure that every kid in Sonoma County has plenty of toys this week, this holiday season.
Absolutely. Our Toys for Kids program is really our kind of our hallmark community giving program. It's been in existence in some form or fashion since the 40s, and this year has been a banner year for us. Our elves are working overtime day and night, bringing, you know, sorting through the generosity from the community and making sure that everyone that needs toys, everyone that needs gifts to get through the holidays has them. So of the 17,000 kids in the 8 Santa Rosa, greater Santa Rosa area school districts, 5,000 are going to get some sort of gift from our program this year. So,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's quite an undertaking. And
now, what does a normal year look like in terms of the amount of gifts that you're able to come up with?
Well, we float between that 4,000 and 5,000 number every year. This year, we've obviously seen a spike. And the other thing that we've really focused on is trying to increase what we can give to each of those. So some years where, you know, we have tougher fundraising and gift gathering, it might be, you know, two gifts.
Right.
So this year we've been trying to do more. We've been trying to add some gift cards in there. So it's not just about that one toy that they really want, but helping to put some more into the homes of people that lost homes to start to bring back that normal.
Yeah, and some of those gifts, like the gift cards, et cetera, those are things that are going to last long past Christmas morning, which is also a great thing for us all to be thinking about.
Absolutely.
Long-term recovery.
Right.
Yeah, and people don't realize, you know, it's great to, and so many people have been super generous this year and filling up those barrels of yours,
yeah,
that are at every firehouse and lots of other places too. And but it really takes a lot of people, time, and effort to go through all of those toys and say, okay, these are for kids, you know, 3 through 5,
right?
You know, all that stuff. Who's doing that?
It's our folks. So what is about 3 days ago, we started to get our folks coming home from Southern California, but with the fire activity in Southern California, all the other things going on, it's really put a strain on our manpower.
Yeah.
But our Toys for Kids folks have really buckled down. There's probably a dozen or a dozen and a half people up at Santa's workshop right now going through those toys, making that last push, working with our great partners at the Volunteer Center.
Yeah, they're
because
fantastic.
They are. And we have a pretty good toy program, and their holiday giving program, when you put those two things together, it's really a force to be reckoned with. So our big focus right now is getting those last few off of our school lists taken care of, and going through our bounty to make sure that all those hearts from the giving trees for the Volunteer Center get filled too.
Yeah, and I mean that collaborative effort is huge. You know, either one of those is big, but when you put those two together, it's amazing. I don't know how many rolls of wrapping paper you go through every year, but it's gotta be a truck loads.
Yeah, it's staggering to walk into Santa's warehouse. Is in a big big warehouse, and when they first showed it to me, like, this is going to be our spot this year, we're going to have plenty of room, we'll be able to pull our, and the community did not disappoint us. No matter, we're like goldfish, no matter how big of a tank you give us, we're going to grow into it. And,
yeah,
and this year's been no exception.
Well, that's got to be pretty heartening. I know it's a lot of work, but it also every year must be very heartening for the folks who are working on it.
Yeah, it's a great way to get into the Christmas spirit and be a part of, we like to be a part of the community all year round, and this is a way for us to really get out in front and say thank you for everything that you do to support us during the year. Here's a chance for us to give back. And who doesn't like to help shop for Christmas, you know, and help put smiles on faces? And that's what our program's really about.
Yeah, and that's what's gotten us all to this point, realizing that that giving is way better than receiving.
Absolutely.
And that there is such value in that to each and every one of us.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons why I've talked to Tim and a lot of other firefighters in the last 2.5 months about what it's like to be on the receiving end of all that support and thanks and applause and all of the other stuff that that you've seen over the course of, you know, since October the 8th. And most of the firefighters, in fact, I have to say every firefighter that I've talked to, no matter where they come from, say the same thing. We appreciate it. That's our job, and we're glad to do it. And that it's not very easy for firefighters in general to accept that kind of accolade, especially this year.
Yeah, that's something that we always struggle with. You know, our folks are very humble, and they're all professionals, and they do what they do. And that's one of the reasons that our toy program is so important to us, is that it gives us a chance to bring in that gratitude and that support, and then turn around and give it right back away again.
Yeah, because that's more comfortable for you.
Well,
yeah.
And it's a twofer. You get, you know, to receive that generosity and be grateful, and then turn around and multiply that gratitude by giving it to the rest of the community and making sure that everyone's taken care of.
And because I don't think it's been said enough yet, you know, congratulations and so many kudos to the families of firefighters who made it possible for them to be out working on our behalf.
They
since
are our
October
superheroes.
The 8th. They are.
They
really are the unsung heroes in a lot of this. And so hats off to, you know, the wives and kids and husbands and whoever it was that took up the slack.
Yeah.
While you guys were out fighting fires.
And while we're sorting toys and doing
and,
all
yeah.
those other things.
And
yeah.
making appearances everywhere that we've asked you to do over the course of the last 2.5 months. So great for them. I hope that that the families of the firefighters have a most remarkable Christmas, too.
I think we're all going to do our part to make sure that they do.
I think you are, too. I have faith in that. Yeah. So the Toys for Kids thing, are we going to go up to Friday on the procuring of gifts?
Yes. So you can still drop off new unwrapped gifts at any Santa Rosa or Rincon Valley Fire Station through tomorrow night. You can go to our Facebook, which is SRFF Toys for the number 4 Kids on Facebook. There's a donate button right there. What we really like to do at the end is really push for those cash donations and gift cards, because we can move those very quickly. And like I said, we can try and add some of that into our giving to let people go and get a few of those other things that maybe didn't make their Santa list this year.
Yeah, that sounds good. So at this point, this stage of the game might be better to give a cash donation so that
Absolutely.
You can get the remainder of what you need.
Right.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. Like, you didn't do enough for us on the line this year, Tim.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks to the community for all their support, both through the fires and this beginning of the recovery and now through this great holiday giving program.
Well, congratulations to all of you, and I really do hope that even before your holiday party next month, that you're able to sit back with the family, breathe a sigh of relief, and take a moment to enjoy.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and thanks for all that you've done for all of us through all this.
A pleasure. We had the easy part, that's for sure. That is Tim Abodaro, Jr. He is the president of the Santa Rosa Firefighters, and it doesn't get much better than that.